Hello there, Delphtopia. Alright. Born in Mississippi, a young lucky 13 with a mando in his hand, he picked his first with Lester. And then he traveled landscapes and soundscapes with Johnny, Bill, Vassar, Doc, Mavis. And for 40 now, this country music ambassador has strummed silver and bronze strings in bluegrass breakdowns, honey-dew-dipped honky-tonks, and into the neon nightlight of Nashville, running right after crescents to the freshest and fullest moon, floating in a golden ring caress and a shimmering blue. Picking acoustic, cranking electric, surrounding his creativity bonfire, adjacent to a stronghold in the countryside. And at that fire-starting spice set aflame by harmony and unity, he sings to soft and near hard-hearted individuals with unique and rare golden passion. Folks, Delfest 10 proudly presents Marty Stewart and his fabulous superlatives.
Well, I know you're right. Yeah. has to be here. It routed in our schedule. Our last show was Portland, Oregon. We thought, we got to go to Cumberland, Maryland next. That's where we're going. Anywhere Dale McCurry wants us to be, that's where we're going to go. Yes, all right. Time to turn the hillbillies loose. Speaking to the West Virginia side.
Working in
laughing when they start to pour. Now that old whiskey ain't working anymore. Well, I need one good honky tonk angel to turn my life around. That's a reason enough for me to lay this old bottle down. Y'all sing it for us by yourself loud. Come on. Well, tell me about it. Pause it up. Superlative so far, huh? On the bass guitar, Royal American Musical Child, the Bishop of Twang, the Captain of Cool, a Wabash Cannonball Rock and Roll Fool. How about a hand for Professor Chris Scruggs, everybody? On the drum, the Statesman. He lays it down where it stays down till he leaves town, then he sneaks out without a sound. How about a hand for Handsome Harry Stinson, all right? Coolest cat in town, baddest guitar player in the world, my old cousin, yours from Denver, Colorado, on the Telecaster, Cousin Kenny Ball, ladies and gentlemen. The surf capital of the world. I call this meeting is that we have a brand new project out called Way Out West, and it is so cool. And if you hadn't heard anything about it, I'll explain it to you. Like, we've already done two songs off of the truck driving song number two, and that instrumental Mojave is on that record, Way Out West. But if you hadn't heard anything about the record, here's an explanation. I ask you to take my hand. You trust me? Don't. Do not. But take my hand, I'll take you to the edge of the Mojave Desert, and we will go on a cinematic, blue sky, palm tree-based, psychedelic journey through the desert, all right? And when you get through listening to the record, you'll feel like you've been on Willie Nelson's bus for 21 days, all right? With the Willie Nelson t-shirt. Didn't even have to leave the couch. So can we sing you a ballad off of Way Out West right now? We are in Western Maryland, right? Way out Western Maryland. The border is nowhere in sight, and I've got me a feeling won't be seeing it tonight. But I'll ride on as fast as I can go. Freedom waits for me in old Mexico. Well, there's a pretty senorita waiting there with mysterious eyes and wavy black hair. She always welcomes me to her door. Love's on the line in old Mexico. Well, it's a place where I'm not wanted. There's no price on my head. I can live and breathe, come back from the dead. The shadows are friendly. Friends, well, I've got many. As far as I know. Mexico, oh, oh. Well, if you ever steal some gold from the red, white, and blue, you got an army of soldiers. They'll be singing after you. Well, those government horses sure ain't slow. They can run all the way to old Mexico. Well, it's a place where I'm not wanted. There's no price on my head. I can live and breathe and come back from the dead. The shadows are friendly. Friends, well, I've got many. As far as I know, in old Mexico, in old Mexico, in old Mexico. Up front in his customized cowboy suit and sing you a song. How about a nice uppercut, all right? You gotta encourage him, he's shy. Thank
you, honey. I'd like to sing this one out to my daughter, Willie. I'll be over there, okay? After the show.
Country music got a hold on me. It bit me in the worst degree. When I was little, heard it get a Lori steel guitar. I started hopping and I'm bumping like a man from Mars. Country music got a hold on me. It's an addiction, I'm living free. Yes, it's a certain fact to play, you see. Country music got a hold on me. When I turned 18, I got a hillbilly bear. Locked every drunk from any Alabama, and I'm people.
Thanks, Glenn Galloway.
Pretty as a peach, charms a penny, she's nice like that.
Nice like that.
Nice like that.
Nice like that.
She lets me in long, where it's at. She's nice like that. Yeah, but got a little place down Tennessee. Keeps the home fire burning hot away from me. She's good like that.
Yeah, she's good like that.
Good like that.
Good like that.
Oh, working in the garden in a little star hat. She's good like that. Yeah, she's good looking. She's the one kicking it like Kim Kardashian. She's hot like that.
Hot like that.
Hot like that.
Hot like that.
Blow the lid off the thermostat. She's hot like that. Let's go, baby boys. Come on, come on. At midnight, breakfast at noon, tea for dinner, wine with the moon. She's crazy like that.
Crazy like that.
Crazy like that. Skinny as a rail, but thinks she's fat. She's crazy like that. She can hang it on the wall, but at the window and out and catch her for falls. She's fast like that.
Fast like that.
Fast like that.
Fast like that.
A pitch up on the man, gonna smack her with the bat. She's fast like that.
Thank you.
I took a little green pill in Morenci, Arizona, on my way out to sunny California. Been driving cross country for three long days, and I was all whooped up in an indigo haze. Pill kicked in, and I shut down. Then the whirlwind spinning round, 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 round. Texas. Let me tell you about Diamond Bill Colbert and Hurricane King. They had a circus tent out there in the Gold State. They hired me on as a high wire man. I got a little scared when I was took a pretty blue pill to settle my nerves. Thought it'd help me make them big old curves. Then the pill kicked in, and I fell down. Then the whirlwind was spinning, singing round and round and round and round and round. I saw flying saucers, scorpions crawling around in the hot, hot sun. Cowboys and Indians, little green men, had poisonous ants all over my skin. Big Chief said, come and be my guest. Step across the line, then you're way out west. Way out west. Here comes the story of Big Bill Chisholm. He saw Johnny Cash sing out there at Folsom Bridge. He had 20 years left, and he couldn't wait. During the encore, Bill slipped out the front gate. I know more, but I won't tell. And he dubbed me a mean black Bill. Bill kicked in. I locked down, then the whirlwind is spinning, singing. So enjoy the clean air, the great western skies, shooting stars, cactus, pretty butterflies, roadrunners and palm trees, big buffalo. Just follow your spirit to where your heart tells you to go. If you go out west, I'm telling you, you'll get a big thrill. It don't matter how you get there. Just don't take pills. They're bad. They'll kill you. Somebody say, yeah. That's the kind of songs I fell in love with when I fell in love with country music when I was a kid. The story songs, real or imagined. And I love that song that our cousin Kenny sang a couple back called Country Music Got a Hold on Me. It got me when I was just a little boy. The first two records I ever owned in my life was a Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs record and a Johnny Cash record. That was cool. And like the man said, the only two jobs I ever had in my life was with Lester Flatt and Johnny Cash. So that worked out pretty cool. But, you know, kind of like Ronnie McCurry and Rob and all those guys, you know, I've been traveling my whole life singing country music, so I do have opinion. And I can tell you my opinion on this thing. The coolest thing that happens in the course of country music world in Nashville is every October. And it's a ceremony that happens at the Country Music Hall of Fame called the Medallion Ceremony. And what that is whoever's being inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame that year, people get together, tell stories and sing their songs, and it's really a cool event. It was just good heart, you know, kind of like this place, just good. And so we got called on to sing on behalf of one of the guys going into the Country Music Hall of Fame a couple of years back. One of the greatest guitar players that ever walked planet Earth, and he was a session musician named Grady Martin. He's cool. Give Grady a hand. Come on, come on. So they asked us to do this particular song. I went, yeah, no problem. We'd love to do that. Honored him. And the next morning I woke up and went, wait a minute. And I counted. This song has 469 words. It's kind of like singing War and Peace. And the guitar part's kind of like playing Mount Rushmore. But we tackled it. Cousin Kenny learned the guitar part. We learned to sing it. Are you on the air, baby? There you go. Yeah. Bring it down in the front house, Tyler. We're working on it. You got it? So anyway, cuz learned to play it. We learned to sing it. It's for Grady Martin today. It's for us, but it's for you. And it goes like this.
Out in the West Texas town of El Paso, I fell in love with a Mexican boy. Nighttime would find me at Rose's Canteen. Music would play and Felina would roar. Blacker than night were the eyes of Felina, wicked and evil while casting a spell. My love was deep for this Mexican maiden. I was in love, but in vain I could tell. One night a wild young cowboy came in, mild as the West Texas wind. Dashing and daring, a drink he was sharing, looking for Lita, the girl that I love. So in anger I challenged his right for the love of this day, down with his hand for the gun that he wore. My challenge was answered in less than a heartbeat. A handsome young stranger lay dead on the floor. But for a moment I stood there in silence, shocked by the foul evil deed I had done. Raced through my mind as I stood there. I had but one chance, and that was to run. Out through the back door of Roses I ran, out where the horses were tied. I called a good one, it looked like it could run. Up on its back and away I did ride, just as fast as I could, from the West Texas town of El Paso out to the badlands of New Mexico. Back in El Paso, my life would be worthless. Everything
so long since I've seen the young maid. My love is stronger than my fear of death. I saddled up and away I did go, riding alone in the dark. Maybe tomorrow a bullet may find me. Tonight nothing's worse than this pain in my heart. And at last here I am on the hill overlooking El Paso. I can see Rosa's cantina below. Strong and it pushes me on, down off the hill to Felina I go. Off to my right I see five mounted cowboys, off to my left right a dozen more, shouting and shooting, can't let them catch me. I've got to make it to Rose's back door.
Oh, Handsome Harry.
All right, you know what it's time for, don't you? It's time for a good old-fashioned folk song. And I'm going to lay this one on you. This is written by Woody Guthrie. And it's his true story of Pretty Boy Floyd. It goes like this. Come a car full of groceries and a letter that they say, "You say that I'm an outlaw, you say that I'm a thief. Well, here's Christmas dinner for the family's only." Well, it's through this world you travel, you'll see lots of funny men. Some will rob you with a six gun, some with a fountain pen. That's right, some with a fountain pen. But as through this world you ramble, through this world you roam, you will never find an outlaw force of family from their home.
Bus ride, country music bus ride I ever took in my life to play the music. Way back in 1973, I was just a kid in Lester Flatt's band. Check this out. We finished playing up our songs on a Wednesday night in Halifax, Nova Scotia. And on Sunday afternoon, we had to be at a bluegrass festival in Miami, Florida, all right? Long ride, man. Finally got down to the festival. Pulled our bus up under an oak tree. And there was an old gentleman standing there. He looked so cool. He was mystical, beautiful. Couldn't take my eyes off of it. He had silver hair, smoking a cigarette, carrying a briefcase and a pastor at a bluegrass festival, and had on a Seminole Indian coat. And Lester Flatt finally spoke up and said, "Well, how about that? Look at there. There stands Mr. Irvin T. Rouse." I said, "Who is Irvin T. Rouse?" He said, "He's the man that wrote a song called the Orange Blossom Special." I went, "All right." I'm telling you, it was like looking at a ghost. I had to meet him. So I got my camera, jumped out of the bus, took his picture, shook his hand, and tried to talk to Mr. Irvin. But I found out pretty quick that he wasn't at home in his mind anymore, you see. But greatness had been there, you could tell it. He was royalty. Now in his good days, Mr. Irvin, he played the fiddle. He had a brother named Gordon that played the guitar. And they used to travel all up and down the eastern seaboard here in a Ford car, playing for nickels and dimes and quarters, fiddling guitar songs in little towns. Not long before he passed away, a journalist from the Miami newspaper went up into the Everglades where he lived to do the final interview. And the last question of the day was this: "Mr. Irvin, you've written a lot of good songs. Which one do you want to be best remembered for?" And Irvin said, "Well, how about that little fiddle piece I made up about the train that time called The Special?" He just called it The Special. "It has been played a blue 10 million times. Here comes the blue 10 million and one. All the way from the mysterious Everglades of Florida up to the beautiful mountainside right here in Cumberland, Maryland. Here's Mr. Irvin's famous song about the train, Special." "Well, look yonder coming, coming down that railroad track. I said, look yonder coming, coming down that railroad track. It's that orange blossom special, bringing my baby back. You talk about your traveling. She's the fastest train on the rails. Well, you talk about your traveling. Yeah, she's the fastest train on the rails. Ride that orange blossom special, going down that seaboard track. Mr. Irvin Rouse singing on his record. "When I'm going down the Florida, get some sand in my suit. In California, get some sand in my suit. Ride that orange blossom special, Lucy's New York. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. I would like to say that I learned to play the mandolin from the Ronnie McCurry mail-in mandolin course, all right? My favorite mandolin player, Ronnie McCurry, all right. And I mean it. And Everett Liddy, a great mandolin player from West Virginia, is resting in that ground over there. Send some love over there, Everett's grave. Come on. Thank you. We'd like to do you right now a hymn from way out west, and it goes like this.
Thank you. Thank you.